Shock Radio.
Angels and Enemies, then, is the name of the album, and it was released at the start of last week.
Yeah, that's correct.
How's it done so far? It's early days, but
yeah,
has it been positive?
It's funny because it was released on Monday the 6th, was it? The 5th, yeah, Monday the 5th. But because people had like pre-ordered it, there was a couple of people getting it on the Saturday before it was released. Then iTunes released it on the Sunday, and then the official release was on the Monday. But as it was like people were getting hold of it, our Twitter just like lit up, and like everyone, you know, the positive feedback that was coming in from everyone was just ridiculous. You know, I think it's been well received because from the start of the tour, we've, you know, everybody is singing the lyrics to all the new songs, which, you know, I personally wasn't expecting, you know, this, as you say, quite, you know, early on.
Well, when did the live gigs become that level of connection with the audience? What part of your sort of musical journey, I mean, you will have released albums and EPs prior to this, I imagine. When did it sort of hit?
Leeds and Reading, we went on, and, you know, that was the biggest festival we'd done to that date, and we'd had the album out like a few weeks only, and the crowd just swelled and swelled and swelled. We were about to go on, and the tent was absolutely chocker. It was one of the best gigs we've ever done. Like, it was amazing. And I thought, at that point, these are starting to get onto it, because it wasn't an instant thing when the first album came out. I think it took a couple of weeks, maybe even 2 months or something like that for it to really take hold. There's certain songs on that album that sort of like unexpected sort of crowd hits, like Collisions and stuff like that. People just absolutely go mental for that song. Like, it was never really going to be a single for us, I don't think so. I mean, it should have been, I don't know.
Well, it's very positive nonetheless, isn't it? And you say on that album, you know, it took 3 weeks or so to bed in. This one has been instant, you know, people are responding to it straight away. Yeah. And there'll be upwards of thousands of people that can't wait to see it live. So what's the festival season like? Have you got anything booked already?
Yeah, well, there's like a handful of festivals at the moment. You know, we're in the process of just getting all these festivals confirmed, and then, you know, we're going to announce them, I suppose, probably after this tour. Like, but can't really say at the moment which ones we've got penned in.
But there are some.
There's quite a few, like, but yeah, you know, we're going to be busy over the summer as well, so...
Well, it's going to be relentless for you guys then. You're busy over the next couple of months, busy in the summer.
Yeah.
Just talk me through where the next couple of weeks lead you to.
We're over in Ireland after this, and then we've got Sheffield, Leeds, Nottingham, down into Wales, Southampton, and then all around Europe, Italy, Germany, France, Belgium, Switzerland, Netherlands, up to Sweden, loads of places. Like, just can't wait, to be honest.